Josh with you on 107.3, speaking to Shane Claiborne. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, brother.
I've read the book, The Irresistible Revolution, and I've got to be honest with you, when I found out you were coming to the Gold Coast, I was a little bit excited, you know, kind of schoolgirl excited to find someone that I really respected and honoured would be coming to the Gold Coast and speaking, so it's a real honour to have you on the phone this morning.
Yeah, man, I'm so excited to be out there.
I read in the book a really cool story, which I'd hope you'd tell our listeners. You thought it'd be kind of cool to go and hang out with Mother Teresa. Tell us how that happened.
I gotta be honest, what it really sparked for me was when I here I am reading the Bible and reading the newspaper in the other hand and going, my gosh, have we even really begun to be Christians? You know, like, who is somebody that's really taking the words of Jesus seriously? Because for myself, I come to find out that I was I believed all the right stuff, but my life, you know, pretty much looked like everybody else. And so as I looked around, I thought, man, who better than Mother Teresa? She seems to be somebody that's just giving it all she's got and wholeheartedly following Jesus. So, I just decided, let's write her a letter. So we wrote her a letter and we said, we don't know if you give internships out there, you know, in Calcutta, but we would love to come work with you and send it off. And then, you know, we didn't hear back. And we waited for weeks and weeks. And I'm not real patient, you know. I'm still kind of working on that fruit of the spirit. I eventually just started calling some nuns on the phone here in the States. And I said, hey, I'm trying to get all the Mother Teresa. You know, you got some digits for me? And, of course, you know, they're like, this a prank call, you know?
Yeah.
And finally, this one sister, bless her heart, she says, okay, I'm going to let you talk to the head nun here. Her name is Mother Superior, and we'll see what she says. So I'm pretty stoked to talk to anybody with Superior in their name, you
absolutely
know? So I talked to Mother Superior, and I tell her, we want to, you know, get a hold of Mother Teresa. Can you help us? And she says, well, I'll give you a number, you know, don't go giving it out or whatever. And so we called that number, and you know, I'm expecting sort of a polite greeting on the other line, like missionaries of charity, how can we help you, you know, or something like that. And I just hear, hello, you know, this raspy old voice answer the phone, hello. I'm thinking I got the wrong number, you know, and it's $4 a minute. So I start talking, you know, quick, and I say, well, I'm calling from the United States. We're trying to get all of the missionaries of charity or Mother Teresa or somebody over in Calcutta, you know, can you help me? And then I just hear, well, this is the missionaries of charity. This is Mother Teresa. And and I'm the Pope, you know, what are you talking about? And so she says, well, you want to come out, come on out here. And then at that point I start asking, you know, what I think are logical questions. I say, great, well, where are we going to sleep? You know, what are we going to eat? And I'm asking Mother Teresa, who didn't worry a lot about that, you know, so she says, well, God takes care of the lilies and the sparrows. God will take care of you. Just come.
So true.
Yeah, I don't know how you argue with that one, you know. So we flew out, and we just lived this incredible adventure, Josh. You know, we worked in the orphanages. We worked in the home for the destitute and dying. We spent time on the streets with the kids that, you know, are street kids and everything. And it was an incredible thing. And ultimately, I also ended up really hearing Mother Teresa used to say, Calcuttas are everywhere. Find your Calcutta. So you have this sense that you actually don't have to go across the world to find a Calcutta, but we just need to have the eyes to see those who are in need around us.
We've got Shane Claiborne, author, speaker, and many other things, co-founder of The Simple Way, on the phone with me right now. And on the phone with me all week, hopefully, Shane. You don't mind hanging around?
Yeah, let's do it.